Hello.
Hello, my name is Andrea, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes. First, I would like to know what's the name of the company that you work for?
So I'm a third-party customer support that service lots of different companies. I would be able to tell you which ones, but I service over 300 companies, and sometimes when other companies are full, they send their customers and their information to us. So I have to see
Okay.
what the charges are for.
Well, see, the reason I ask is because $7.95 was deducted from my checking account, and I inquired with my bank about what it was for, and it gave me the number for this place in Florida, and that's what I'm calling to see why, because I made recent purchases
Yes,
the
sir.
last couple the couple days, and I might have just lost track, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Can I
And
get that zip code from you?
well, it might be two different zip codes. I might have two different addresses because I was sending stuff to an alternate address because I don't want to send it to my house because then my wife will see what's coming and it's for Christmas. So
Yes, sir. I can try both of them if you want.
let's try. What do you need? The zip code?
Yes, sir.
17046.
So that was 17046. What was the name on that account, if it was that one?
The name would be Eric, Eric Cook, COOK.
All right, Mr. Cook, can you verify the address for me for security purposes?
That address would probably be 1036 Guilford Street, Lebanon, Pennsylvania,
Okay.
17046.
Yes, sir. Give me 1 second while these transactions are loading.
Is that the address that you
Yes,
have?
sir.
Okay, so it's probably some. I just want to know what it was that I ordered.
Okay, give me 1 second.
I'm thinking it might be a mixer, but they were doing like a promotional thing, you know, pay
Okay,
for
but
shipping and handling.
sometimes the mixer, when it does that, if you do not read the terms and conditions, you enter in a contest to win that mixer. So I'll have to make sure you didn't just enter in a contest to win the mixer, or if you just purchased it.
Yeah, well, a mixer for $7.95.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a promotional thing, and they were like, take this survey and then pay shipping and handling, and we'll send you this
Yes,
mixer.
sir. So it's an exclusive offer, which means you have been entered in a contest to win that mixer with over 100, well, 1,000 more people that also entered in that contest as well.
Okay.
So you won't be getting the mixer, but they also will be enrolling you in their monthly membership, and they'll be taking a certain amount of your account every month.
Oh no, well, is there any way I can cancel that?
Yes, I can get this canceled for you.
Yes, please cancel that. Because like I said, it was like a promotional thing. And they were
Yeah.
like, see, well, they it was, the promotional thing was very misleading. It was like,
They always be.
take this survey and you'll get this mixer for
Yes,
shipping and
sir.
handling.
But in the small, they don't tell you to read the small fine print. But in the small fine print, it lets you know that you enter in a contest to win. And they will be charging you a monthly fee of, I don't want to give you a number, and it's not that number because the prices varies over whatever kitchen set that they were trying to give you or you were going to win. But yes.
Well, yes, please. I would like to cancel that. I
And
do
that
not want.
$7.95, I won't be able to give that back because that goes to the postal because that was shipping and handling. But I can get this canceled for you so no more charges will be coming out of your account.
Yes, I do not want any more charges coming out of my account.
All right. Give me just 1 second to get this canceled for you, and I will also have that cancellation number.
Okay, I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, I have that canceled for you. Are you ready for that cancellation number?
Hold on here a minute. Yeah, let me get something to write with.
All right.
Okay. All right, yeah, go ahead.
It's going to be C as in Charlie.
C?
262.
262.
688.
688.
479.
479.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And when exactly would I use this cancellation number?
Well, you don't use the cancellation number. Say, for instance, well, you do use it, but say, for instance, they take a transaction out of your account within this month or next month, then you'll have to call your bank, get them that cancellation number, let them know that you canceled it with me. My name is Andrea. You canceled it with me, and you don't know why any transactions are coming out of your account, and they will give you the number that's associated with the transaction that has been taken out, and you'll call them back and let them know, and you'll give them that cancellation number.
Okay. All right.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate you. Thank
You're
you very
welcome.
Much.
You have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You too, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.